So John chapter 2, verse 22. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. So today, we are speaking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I want us to step back to 2,000 years ago. We see the birth of church through the words that Apostle Peter had spoken. We see how the Holy Spirit descended upon those who were praying, and we see the birth of church. We see that the disciples were completely changed by what had happened. And this event is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When Jesus proclaimed that he is God, many people were taken back. This Jesus, Son of God, died, but he was raised up. So as we stand before these truths, we cannot approach the truth of God in human ways, in our ways. We have to approach it in the way that God has directed. But as the scriptures foretold from the Old Testament, we hear the gospel that God sent his only Son, that he was crucified, buried, and was raised in 3 days. We also see that the disciples who were following Jesus, they encountered these facts. They met and encountered the resurrected Lord. Now, we cannot believe without seeing, but we see that the disciples indeed saw what had happened. They had seen the risen Lord, and they were completely changed. Now, we know the story of Thomas, the disciple, the doubter, as we often refer to him. He was not there when Jesus first appeared in his resurrected body. And when the disciples told Thomas that they saw the risen Lord, Thomas said, "Unless I see his nail-marked hands, and unless I put my hand in his side, I will not believe." The week after that, when Jesus appeared before Thomas, he saw with his own eyes. He saw the hand and the side of Jesus, and he called out, "My Lord and my God." So we see that the disciples had an experience with the risen Lord. They saw and they met with the risen Lord. It was undeniable. That fact of the resurrection of Jesus completely changed them. Now we see the historical facts concerning the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we see a great love that God showed, revealed through his Son. Now I often speak about love in terms of human love, even love among a man and a woman. We see that when someone turns against that love, there's such a jealous love that one is about to kill the other. But we see through the Son Jesus, we see that God accepted the eternal sacrifice through his Son Jesus Christ. That once and for all, Jesus paid the price for the sin of all people. And God gave us the proof or the evidence through his Son, and this evidence is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. One way, one sign that God has given us is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I pray and believe and hope that you will take on this proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ to know and believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God has given us, all of us, men and women and children, to believe in his Son Jesus Christ. And this proof, this sign and this evidence is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As we grasp hold of this truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it is like the master key that opens up all the truth in the Bible. Now, I want to give you an example of one person. And his name is Kim Jae-jol, and he is a theologian. He is a scholar in the systemic theology. But he speaks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and its significance in the big picture scheme of the theology. So Jesus rose from the dead, and the disciples saw and experienced this resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is nothing too difficult about the facts that we are speaking about. As we look back to the events surrounding the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we can also see that the disciples had a profound experience of the risen Lord Jesus. That this resurrection event completely changed their thinking, their experience, and their goals for life. The disciples were willing to give their life to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As we read from John chapter 2, verse 22, we see after he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Now, when I first read the Old Testament, I just could not believe the things that were written. There were people who were living more, close to 1,000 years. I couldn't really understand. I'm not even going to be living up to 100. How can I believe these things that are written in the Bible? But once we experience the resurrection of Jesus Christ, once we know that Jesus himself is the Son of God, we are able to believe all of the things that are written in the Bible. I pray that these words will be real. So this is the professor Kim Jae-jeol, and he is the professor of systemic theology. So as many theologians speak about Christianity, we want to think about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, in an intellectual approach, many people ask, how is that possible? How can someone who is dead come back to life? And many people get bogged down with these questions. But the resurrection is not about understanding or knowledge. But this understanding, this experience of the resurrection of Jesus is an encounter. It's an experience that one has. We expected this theologian to go on and on about profound theology, but he is saying something very simple, a truth that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not at the level of understanding or knowledge, but it is an experience, it is an encounter with the risen Lord. Now, I have spent many years proclaiming the gospel, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There are all kinds of responses that come to me. As I proclaim the gospel to the young people, there are so many conflicting and distracting thoughts that are in their minds. And even now, as I am proclaiming the gospel and the truth about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I pray that all these conflicting and distracting thoughts will be put aside, and that you will hold on to the resurrection of Jesus Christ as the master key, as the heart of Christianity. Now, for more than 10 years, I have been proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I have been proclaiming that Jesus is God. I want to share with you one sister in our church. She had great difficulty trying to grasp and understand and believe the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And she shares her story about how she came to believe through the help of the Holy Spirit. So it is at one moment then that a person comes to have full faith in who Jesus Christ is. It may happen on your way home. It may happen as you are washing your face. It may happen at a moment in time. So when I'm speaking here to you, I am speaking as a witness, as someone who have experienced this power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as someone who have experienced the risen Lord Jesus. So I will speak clearly and slowly at this time. As we heard just from this theologian, he says that the resurrection of Jesus is so crucial. Hello, my name is Oh Ji-soo, and I was sharing, listening to an older sister. She was speaking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. She was giving some factual information about some Korean history, like the great general Lee Sun-shin, who defeated the Japanese. He also spoke about the King Sejong, who established the written language, the writing of Hangul. And she posed the question, how do you believe in these historical facts, these facts about Korean history? And she brought up Jesus Christ, his life, his death, and his resurrection. That these are also written in history, that these are marked in history, and that we can take it at its value. But I question God. I question God, asking him, how can I believe in what Jesus has done? It happened more than 2,000 years ago, even before I was born. But one time, I was watching a presentation, a video presentation about the disciples, how they all gave their lives in proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But as I saw the examples, individual people who gave their lives, I saw and realized at a moment that something big had happened, that it was revealed that they all had a personal experience with the risen Lord, that they indeed saw the risen Lord. They touched him, they experienced him, and they were changed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As I saw the disciples giving their lives, being martyred and persecuted, I saw that it could not have happened unless they have seen and experienced the risen Lord. I saw the example of Thomas, how he truly had seen Jesus. He saw the nail marks on his hand. He saw his pierced side, and he stood before Jesus saying, "My Lord and my God." I came to understand how they were completely transformed and changed and gave their lives for Jesus. It is because they experienced the risen Lord. It is because they met and they saw and they encountered the risen Lord. They came to understand and believe in Jesus. Now, through their changed lives, at a moment, I came to believe that Jesus indeed is the Son of God, that he is the Creator, that he was sent by God the Father. And as I stood before the risen Lord, I saw how grave my sin was in not believing in him. I realized how my unbelief, all the questions that I had towards God, about asking how can Jesus have given his life for me. But it is through the resurrection of Jesus Christ that this is the true sign and proof that God has given even for me to believe. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is something that cannot be erased in history. The true Lord, the true God, the true Master came into the world to give himself for me. Jesus came into the world. He died and he was raised from the dead. I kneel before God. I kneel before the risen Lord. And I confessed my sin of not believing in Jesus. And at that moment, I asked for forgiveness, that I will accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I turned away from my own ways. And I invited Jesus into my heart. So for this dear sister, at one moment in time, as she was watching the video about the disciples, how they gave their lives, how they were persecuted for their belief in Jesus Christ, The Holy Spirit worked in her heart to give her the faith, to give her a repentant heart, to turn away from her own ways so that she would believe in the risen Lord. So it is amazing to see the work of the Holy Spirit. As the Word of God is proclaimed, we see the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, the answer to all the life's problem is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As we approach the truth that God has given us, we have to approach it in the way that God has designed and wanted. It is through this sign, this event, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we stand before Him with full proof to believe Him. So as we approach God, there is a way to approach God. As we seek Him with all our hearts, the Holy Spirit works in us to give us that repentant heart, to give us that faith to turn to the living God. So one time I visited a church in Japan, and the pastor there, his name is Moon Bong-ju. He is a Bible scholar, a great teacher, and a speaker who has traveled all over the world to speak. But I had a meeting with him. He is a very well-known speaker teaching the Bible, and he was teaching his church and speaking at different places all over the world. But he said he also had something that he was struggling with as he was teaching his church. There was one thing that was missing. Now, as we and other churches send out missionaries, we see, we talk about often how many missionaries have been sent out. But the more important thing that we want to focus on is the work of God. Is God using these missionaries and the people that's been sent out to do His work? Do we see the evidence of God working in the lives of these people? Do we see the same kind of work that God has done through His disciples as we see in the book of Acts? We see the work of God through the Holy Spirit. As we hold on to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as we hold on to the facts, the truth about who Jesus is, when we experience the risen Lord, we are completely changed. So I have been proclaiming this gospel based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. My ministry started in the 1980s, in 1985, as I ministered to the college-age students. So as we began our church in Chuncheon, we started at a building that was a big barn, and it was converted to a church. At the time, though, as we were worshiping in this church, this old building, they were trying to make a big highway through it, and we had to move. But this pastor that I spoke to you about, Moon Bong-ju, he came to visit our church in one of the early morning services. As he was speaking around in different churches, he realized there was something missing. And he came and experienced the changes that were happening in our church. So we see the work of the Holy Spirit, and He is sharing the kind of change. So Pastor Moon found something that was a key. We're not talking about a doctrine of a salvation. We're talking about who Jesus is We know that as we come to believe in Jesus as the Son of God, we experience the forgiveness of sin. We come to Him with a repentant heart. We begin to experience the abundant life that Jesus gives us as He becomes our Lord and God. So let us take a look at this video. So I have spoken at many different churches all over the world. But even though I go around speaking to many churches, I often ask the question, what fruit is there? What kind of change? What kind of results do we see? Now, when I came to visit this church, I was very surprised to hear this gospel that is based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, many times in my church, we have spent years and years teaching the Bible. And even with that, it was so hard to see changed lives through it. But it seems like there is one key teaching, and this is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I realized that this was what was missing. That even though I go around speaking to many churches, what was missing is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What is missing is this great change and the power of the gospel that's seen through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As I see many young people here, fervent in prayer and proclaiming the gospel, I pray that this great change will continue. I pray that this church will change as you become the witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As the Holy Spirit descends upon this church, that God will begin His work in you. As the resurrection of Jesus Christ is confirmed, each person is called to meet and encounter and experience the risen Lord Jesus. As we focus more and more on who Jesus is, each person who meets Jesus is completely changed. I have proclaimed the resurrection of Jesus all these years, and I see many changed lives through it. We also come to understand the truth of the entirety of the Bible through this resurrection event. So now when we travel to different places, like a condominium or something, we need to open the key. But the resurrection event is like the master key that goes through and opens up the door to all the truth in the Bible. It gives such strength and clarity to all the teachings of Christianity. So resurrection event is a crucial event. And I pray that this indeed will be used as a master key to understanding all the truth in the Bible and about God. So I have one example, one pastor. This pastor, his name is Song Do-hyun, and he's a great Bible teacher. He had a ministry in Korea and also moved to America and had a church there for about 12 years. He's one of the best preachers in the Bible churches, in the Baptist churches in Korea. But he came to a point of depression and burnout after about 12 years of ministry in America, and he came back to Korea. And he came to our church and to meet us. And even though he had so much knowledge about the Bible and he taught many people, his story tells of something different. Hello. I have taught the Bible for many years. I have been a disciple of one of the best preachers in Korea. But I had struggle after struggle, even through the ministries. Even though beginnings were good, my ministry would weaken and I would struggle. And at one point, as I went through, I became very depressed. And I was even to the point of death. I did not want to meet anyone, and I was at the point of burnout, all burnt up with nothing to give. I did not have any hope, but I came to this church, this Hamam church. But as Pastor Sungno Kim was proclaiming the gospel based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I began to see that there was fire here, that there was something that I could receive. I realized that this is the final destination for Christianity. This is the event of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I begin to see true transformation happening in this church. My wife and I came together, and she was tearful. She heard the many testimonies, and she was amazed by the work of God. She was amazed at the changed lives and the changed people, the changed hearts. And for my wife, even though she has been teaching for many years about the gospel, about the cross and the great love, but that she had failed to share the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So there began to happen a change in the heart, a transformation in the heart. And I pray to God that it is okay. I don't care about any titles or having a place, but God gave me a heart that I can go out anywhere, even to the wilderness, to proclaim the truth of God. So God called me back to Korea. So as a great Bible teacher, he knew all of these things. He knew all of the facts. He knew, and he was a great teacher. But he was at the end of his rope. He was burnt out. He ended his ministry and came back to Korea. But as he came to this church, and he was renewed, changed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the power of the gospel, the power of the risen Lord. As each person comes to encounter and experience the risen Lord, they stand up. They are changed. They are transformed. So the previous speaker that I shared about Moon Bong-ju, he spoke about the sign, the evidence, the proof. And this sign is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the master key. This is a crucial event that changes everything. We also see through history. So for me, as I came to know the truth about Jesus Christ, this experience, this encounter with the risen Lord changed me completely. And I see as each person comes to encounter Jesus, that the resurrection, the risen Lord, changes us all. The last example that I had with Pastor Song Do-hyun, he was suffering from depression, failure, burnt out. And yet through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, his heart was renewed and transformed. So as I meet different people from different backgrounds, it is so interesting to see how God works in them. As each person grasps a hold of who Jesus Christ is, the facts about the Jesus Christ and his calling and the work of the Holy Spirit works in the heart. As I encounter and meet with different people, we see that even with one fact, one truth about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, these people begin to change. Now, there are some people who are so stubborn and fixed in their own ways that they will not change. But God gives us grace to know the truth about who Jesus Christ is, and that truth changes our hearts and minds. So we see different people from different backgrounds. Like the first pastor who said he was speaking in different places and was going well. The second pastor that I gave you example of, he was burnt out. And yet the same answer, the same solution is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They have become close friends with me as we share the word of God, as we share the truth about Jesus Christ. As we proclaim the word of God, as we proclaim the truth about who Jesus Christ is, there is power in changed lives. And I met this one professor, his name is Kim Jong-han, and he was a professor of molecular biology in Korea at Yonsei University. And I met him just two times, but he realized something crucial. So I met him on a Friday and then on Sunday. And we had a lunch meeting on Sunday. But he came to realize something very important through those meetings. He's a professor. He has been teaching at the university for many years. And he realized something that was very important through this. And let's take a look. So I met Pastor Kim on Friday for the first time. And I was very curious what his ministry was in Chuncheon, this small town. And I have observed and watched Pastor Kim. But there seems to be such freedom in the words that he proclaimed. And I realize how his questions about why people did not change. Now, as a scientist and a professor in chemistry, as we study chemistry, we often see the cause and effect. We see that in order to bring a change, there has to be something that's happening in the middle. Now, it seems like there is one answer that Pastor Kim preaches, and is this: that everyone must have an encounter and an experience with the risen Lord Jesus. That is the answer. Whatever the question is, whatever the problem is, whatever the life struggle is, the answer is an encounter with the risen Lord Jesus. Now, when I teach students at the university, it is not enough just to teach the theory. It is when we do the application problems that we begin to understand how the students understand the theory. It is when the theory becomes their own understanding. They're able to understand and apply. So there is the beginning, one crucial fact. It is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It appears that the encounter with the risen Lord Jesus is the beginning point. That is what starts the change in individual lives. I don't know how Pastor Kim understands this. So all of you here are in the middle of this great change. You are in the center of this change. Even in this one church, I believe that there is a great agent of change for the world at this place. I have seen it, and I will pray for you, this church. So when we pray, we call out, Father. But for a long time, I really had a difficulty about addressing God the Father. But now that I've become a father, I realize what that means. God is our Father. God is our Heavenly Father. But as we see and study the Bible, we see God is truly our Father. So as I preach and do the sermon, I make the focus to be the encounter with the risen Lord Jesus. So we see that as I meet people from different backgrounds, we see. And as I hear these remarks and observations from outsiders, I realize the great power. At first, I did not know. Because we were in a small town, in a small church, we didn't know the power of the gospel. But because people are visiting our church and observing us and coming to see the changed lives, we see how God is working. We see the power of the gospel. We see the power of transformed lives. They all come to our church, come to us, seeking and finding out what is going on. So we've seen these great examples with Pastor Moon Bong-ju and Song Do-hyun, and also this Professor Kim Jong-an. So you have heard them. But how do we train? It is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We focus on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And you can see how our church is functioning and working. And I give you one example of this young man. So I graduated from college, and I wanted to set aside all of my dreams and to pursue God. I wanted to be trained at the right place, so I came to this church. But all I hear is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But as far as training is concerned, we were doing all these menial kind of tasks at church. And one time, as I was pulling out weeds at the church, I questioned myself, well, I just finished college. What am I doing here pulling out weeds? Now, for many young people, you're familiar with the story. This is an old story. There are masters, two different masters, who are training young people. And this one grand master had students, but he would teach his disciples one thing, and that would be to raise the hair for 10 years. And then all the other time were to do menial tasks around. But there was another master not too far away who would teach all kinds of things to the disciples. So the student from the first master was complaining and thinking, how come you don't teach us anything else? You teach just one thing, to raise the hair. But the student realized that at that point, as you raise the hair, that with that kind of focus, that you have all power to do everything. So I give you this example because with the teaching and the proclaiming of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, this is the foundation to all things. That with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, this is an opening to all the truth in the Bible. That it is an opening to everything else that's in the Christian life. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are able to believe all the truth in the Bible, that we are able to receive all of the teachings of God. So as I was proclaiming the gospel, I realized how it really was like a master key. And we begin to see the transformation, the change that's taking place in the church. It is through the gospel that all the members were called. It is through the gospel that we were all made one. It is through the gospel that we all came to share in one thing. And even in the church, this gospel became the great equalizer. It didn't matter whether you had a lot of money or not. It didn't matter how much you knew about certain things. This gospel is what brought people together. So the church became a great place where people gather. through the gospel, everybody became one body. So when we speak about family, it's like that too. And in the church, we are family. And we are God's family. And so at our church, we really are not bogged down by positions or titles. We are all equal. We are all called by God. And we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. There is a certain order and structure to this family, but this is God's family. Whoever comes to believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior becomes a part of this family. And as we become believers of Jesus Christ, all of the blessings and the truth in the Bible come to us. We become God's family. And we come to share God's love. So Ephesians chapter 3 verse 6 says, "This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus." So at first, I really did not even dream of this kind of church. But as we proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ, as each person came to know and encounter and experience the risen Lord, we have all become heirs together. We have all become members together of one body. We have all become sharers together in this promise in Christ Jesus. So as we look to the New Testament church, we saw how the disciples fervently prayed and they experienced the Holy Spirit descending on them. And with the encounter of Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit working, the birth of New Testament church took place. We realize that the disciples, these were those very people who scattered and ran away when Jesus was on the cross. But through the encounter with the risen Lord, through the work of the Holy Spirit, we see how they were completely changed as one body of Christ. I want to share with you another video. This is concerning a theologian, Kwon Young-kyung. So Christianity, as we speak about the gospel, have centered around the death of Jesus and the cross. But it is so important to look to the resurrection, because the resurrection is what points to the victory over sin and death. We see that God is God who gives life to the dead. It is God who has revealed the risen Lord Jesus. As we look to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the facts concerning it, this is what gives full meaning and significance to the death and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The center point and the starting point of Christianity should be the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, it is important to know the right information and the truth. But it takes more than just information or knowledge. It takes an encounter and experience with the risen Lord. In Romans chapter 14, verse 9, it says, "For this very reason Christ died and returned to life, so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living." In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 10, "He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him." As we accept Jesus Christ, he comes into our lives to live with us. So who is this Jesus? Jesus who died for us. He is the one he was raised from the dead. He is our Lord and God. He is the one who comes into us to dwell with us, to live with us forever. So as we believe in Jesus Christ, we invite Him into our heart. He comes into us to live with us forever. In John chapter 6, we see the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And then He speaks to the people, "I am the bread of life. Take and eat and receive this life." And Jesus speaks repeatedly that "I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Take and eat and receive this life." So in Jesus we have eternal life. In Jesus we have all treasures. In Jesus we have everything that we need. And this Jesus, as we accept Him, enters into us and dwells in us and lives with us. So when we accept Jesus Christ, we become the temple. We become the temple of the living God. So we are, God is with us at every moment, every life. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, we are to hold on to the head of the church, who is Jesus Christ. So as we hold on to this truth that Jesus is within us, we are able to overcome the power of sin, death, and the power of Satan. It is because Jesus inside us is the one who has victory over sin, death, and Satan. He has done it already. As we believe in Jesus, as He lives in us, we can do all things through the strength that He gives us. So look to the truth that God is with us, that Jesus Christ is with us. He is the one who calls us. He says, "Come to me, all who you are weary and burdened, come and rest." So I want to share with you one more video. His name is Choi Chang-seok, and he was an alcoholic, drinking a lot. But once he invited Jesus into his heart, he overcame the problem with alcohol as well. Now, even with Peter, we see in Acts chapter 3, when he raised the cripple, and everyone experienced this miracle, everyone was looking up to Peter, and yet Peter said, "Who are you looking at? It is through the power of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, that this miracle has happened." So let's take a look. So because I was in an occult, I really did not see sin as sin. But as I met Jesus Christ, the real life and the true life, as I accepted Jesus Christ into me, I realized that I could not sin so easily because He is inside. Whenever I sit before trying to drink, I could not because Jesus is there. Jesus is in me. The living God is in me, and I could not. Now, at times, I do struggle with sin. But I choose not to because Jesus Christ is in me. I would commit sin only when I would ignore or reject Jesus who was inside me. So the power over sin comes from the power of Jesus Christ in me. And each time that I have to make a choice, I turn to Jesus Christ who is in me. So it is Jesus who lives in me. And I cannot commit sin without conferring with this Jesus who is with me all the time. This truth that I cannot deny, that I cannot reject from this point on, is that Jesus, the living God, is in me. He lives in me. There is great power through this Jesus. So as I hear the testimonies of many changed lives, I see many people who are able to stand before the power of sin and power of even death. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "But we have this treasure in jar of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." So we need to look to this treasure, this living God, the risen Lord Jesus Christ. So as we turn to the risen Lord, we see this great treasure in us. So the resurrection of Jesus Christ indeed is the answer to all life's questions. That encounter with Christ is what changes lives. Whether it is alcoholism or depression or burnout, whatever the problem is, Jesus is the answer. As Jesus, the living God, is within us, as we turn our hearts and minds to our Lord Jesus Christ, we overcome sin and death and the power of Satan. So why do people not change? As we question, as we ask these hard questions, we go back to the basics of who Jesus is and accepting Jesus Christ. So do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord? He has entered into you. He is the one who fills us. So the question is then, is this just mere knowledge or is this truth? Is this real? Is this true in your heart and your mind? So if you have accepted Jesus into your heart, have Him at the forefront of your thought, your heart. And your life will change. And that's why in the morning we wake up and pray. That's why we seek God in all the problems with sin and death and with all the life's struggles, we turn to the risen Lord Jesus Christ. So through many changed lives, through struggles with alcoholism or depression or other life's struggles, we see how Jesus brings on the victory. So all we need to do is focus on Him, the Lord Jesus. We turn away from our own ways and we turn to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So even through the power of sin, we are able to overcome. We are able to fight against sin because of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that there will be changed lives because of Jesus, because of believing in our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have the answer to all life's struggles and problems. It is in our Lord Jesus Christ. It is not on relying on our own experiences or understanding, but it is through knowing and believing in Jesus Christ. He is the true Lord and Master. I pray that each one of us will know Him and believe Him. That each one of us will be made into a witness of the living God. Let us pray. Lord, we come before You. Lord, You have spoken to us today. I pray that each person here will have an encounter, an experience with the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, let Your Holy Spirit work in our hearts. Lord, convict us of the sin of unbelief. Lord, have us submit before You to come to You to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Lord, help us to focus all of our attention on serving You, on praising You, on worshiping You. Lord, let us not neglect, let us not reject You. Lord, let us stand before You, the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask that You will speak to the church. You will speak to the brothers and sisters here, that You will call us to rise, that You will call us to stand, that You will call us to believe and turn to You, that we will fight against sin, that we will stand before death, that we will look to Jesus Christ. Please stand and we will sing together. As God calls us to rise, let us obey Him.